presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX4 calling control tower. CX4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's base of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode of the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Now, gang, let's take a little time out for a session of aviation news. Let's see what's going on around the air lanes. How many times have you sent an airmail letter? Maybe not very often, but I'll bet you know as much about it as people who use airmail every day. What I'm driving at is the result of a recent survey on airmail. Everyone knows the fastest way to send a letter is by plane, but very few persons know or can guess how many sheets of writing paper can be sent for only one nickel. The survey was conducted by a group of airlines to see whether people could guess the amount of paper that makes up 1 ounce. Almost 9 out of 10 air passengers questioned guessed half or less than half the right number, and most of them were amazed when they were told the correct answer. The fact is, you can send 5 sheets of heavy paper, or 10 sheets of lightweight paper, or 20 sheets of small-sized airmail stationery, plus an envelope, for 5 cents. And you've got to admit that's a lot of writing for a nickel. Here's another news item. If you've ever wondered whether our football teams like air travel or not, you would have gotten an answer at Portland, Oregon, not so long ago. In a single half hour there, 130 players representing 3 colleges took to the air in United Airlines mainliners bound for faraway games across the country. You know, the speed of air travel gets a football team to a distant city in time to get a good night's sleep before an important game. Well, in just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back with more up-to-date aviation news for you, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Before leaving the underground aircraft plant to trail Carla Davis, their only lead in the mystery of the Wailing Witch, Hop and Tank witnessed a wind tunnel test of the 4th experimental model. Standing in the master control room, they watched as Gore opened the throttle controlling the giant wind motors, and the airstream roared against the model at a speed of more than 700 miles an hour. Suddenly, the plane began to buck. One wing tilted high in the air, and then, like a toy, it was literally picked up by the tremendous force of the wind, torn from its mounting, and flung against the far wall. Instantly, Gore closed down the throttle, cutting off the wind, and Hop and Tank ran out of the control room.
Step on it, Hop. The wreck isn't going to move. What do you think happened? It shouldn't be too hard to find out. Cut her on this way. Ain't as bad as I thought it would be. Some wing plates to buckle.
We can hammer them out, all right. Main thing is the frame and the center braces.
It looks like the ship ballooned when it tore loose from the mounting and simply sat down.
Ain't no worse than a belly landing.
Harrigan, Tinker!
And here comes Gore. He's in an awful stew.
How is she? Badly damaged?
Not from what we can see. Took it very well, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Where's the Major?
I asked him to stay in the control room in case somebody decides to pay it another visit.
Oh, good idea.
Now, let's see.
You'll have to practically take her apart again and check the spars and braces. But that's better than building a whole new ship.
Of course it is.
Now, I think we'd better check that mounting.
The mounting? Why?
Have you ever seen a ship tear loose like this before?
Well, no.
Neither have I. I'd like to see how much of an accident it was.
Harrigan, if you're implying...
Mr. Gore, I'm not implying anything. I'm telling you. I don't believe all these crashes have been accidents, as you'd prefer to think. They're deliberate sabotage, and if this doesn't prove it to you...
Yes, Harrigan?
Then we'll have to angle our investigation a different way. Do you understand?
Quite.
Here's the mounting, Hop.
Yes. Now, let's see. The ship was facing the wind fan.
She was secured under the belly and by guy wires at the wingtips.
The wing on this side went up first.
There's the wire on the floor, Hop.
What's it?
Who was in here with you this morning, Gore? Who helped you set up the plane?
Well, several people. Max, of course.
Max Kelp?
Yes. And Carla?
Carla? Today's her day off.
I asked her to help out for a few minutes. She didn't mind.
Who secured this guy wire?
Well, I really don't remember.
Be convenient if you could remember. Why? Come on over here. Take a look.
Something wrong with it?
I'll see.
Let me see, Harrigan.
Gladly. Does that look like a broken wire?
I don't see anything.
I do. The wire's wet. Acid. Acid. Jumper jets.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Not the wire tested, then, but I'll stake my shirt it's acid. Now, can you remember who secured this wire, Gore?
No, I can't.
I see. Well, we'd better let Major McCall know. Come on.
Hannigan.
Yes, sir?
Nothing.
All right, here we are. Come on in.
Go ahead, Hannigan.
Thanks.
Good Lord.
Look at the Major.
What in the world is happening?
Help me. Thank you, Ben.
Major. Major McCall.
He's out cold.
Yeah, loosen his collar. Here, yeah.
Did he faint?
Faint nothing. Look here.
Blood.
Yeah, there's a bad cut on the back of his head. He was sacked. Some dirty rat got him from behind.
Or is there a doctor here at the plant?
Of course, a whole dispensary, as a matter of fact.
Will you call and get the doctor here at once?
Certainly.
How is he, Hart?
I don't know. His pulse is pretty weak and thready.
He must have got a terrific wallop.
Look, maybe if we carry him to the doctor, it'd save time.
No, better not move him. Just make him as comfortable as possible.
Check. The doctor will be here immediately. How is he? Any signs of coming around?
No, not yet.
He looks pretty bad.
Why was he slugged, for Pete's sake?
Someone obviously wanted to get in here.
Well, whoever it was didn't do anything. The controls weren't touched.
Maybe there wasn't enough time.
Oh, my gosh, Hart.
What's the matter?
I just moved the Major's arm a little. This was under it, on the floor.
Bracelet.
It's the same one we picked up in the tunnel.
Same initials?
Yep, CD.
CD? Carla Davis.
You catch on quick, Mr. Gore.
You mean she knocked out the Major?
She certainly loses her bracelet in the oddest place.
What? Oh, this is incredible. Simply incredible.
You still think she's the kind of a gal you can trust?
I don't know what to think, frankly.
You said she helped you rig up the test model.
Yes, but that's
the evidence is piling up pretty heavily.
So, what do we do? Are we going to grab her?
Gore, you said there's a bus from Yellow Creek which takes the plant employees into town. What time does it get here?
In about 10 minutes.
Then we better work fast.
Well, work fast, all right. What time does the bus get to Yellow Creek? How long does the trip take?
Oh, it's a good 50 miles. It takes about an hour and a half.
Okay. That gives us plenty of time.
What do you mean, plenty of time? We only got 10 minutes.
Nothing. We've got to find out what she's up to first. When Carla Davis reaches Yellow Creek, we'll already be there by plane to see what happens.
So Hop makes plans to trap the enemy as he stares intensely at Major McCall's still form stretched out on the control room floor. But will the young pilot find out what he wants to know, or is there more danger ahead? We'll learn more in just a moment, gang, so stand by. Say, gang, you know there's no doubt about it. Alaska is the most air-minded spot on the North American continent. And Warren Averill is responsible. He's an official of United Airlines in Seattle who has just returned from up north. He was in Alaska to look over the aviation situation as it will affect his company and other carriers operating there. Mr. Averill says when you talk about aviation in Alaska, the sky's the limit, literally. Practically everyone going in and out of the territory now wants to make the trip by air. And that goes for both business and pleasure travelers. As evidence of the future of aviation in Alaska, the United Airlines man says the government is working on 4-year airport projects at both Fairbanks and Anchorage. They're flying men in from all parts of the country to work on the fields. All through this autumn, up to January, about 1,000 men a month will be transported to Alaska. This means that not only will air passenger travel be given a tremendous boost, but air freight, mail, and express will increase to keep those workers supplied with food and other goods. And speaking about Alaska, in the old days, a prospector could go by boat in the spring, prospect all summer, and come out in the fall. Well, today, the plane has put prospecting on a 2-week vacation basis. Two Chicago residents, Harry Coleman and George Van Hagen, can prove that. They flew up to the famous Jade Mountain near Skungnak and spent 8 days prospecting. Then they flew home with their loot, a giant 720-pound jade nugget. They don't know for sure how much it's worth, but just to be safe, they've insured it for $25,000. And say, gang, if you want to play safe as far as your future is concerned, get ready now. For always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Leaving Major McCall in the doctor's care, assured that he is in capable hands, Hoff and Tank climbed into the Piper Cub assigned to them and left the underground aircraft plant, heading for Yellow Creek. Now they are less than 20 miles away from the small town, streaking low over the wastelands of Black Mesa.
See the bus yet?
Nah. You sure this is the road it takes? The only road from the plant? Pop, I don't get this setup. Huh? What's that? Well, if the plant is supposed to be so doggone secret, how come they let a bus line run out there?
Well, this isn't wartime anymore, thanks.
Hey, heads up, spare this.
Oh, yeah. I better pull up. If Carla sees this ship, she might get suspicious.
Why? She ain't never seen it before. How would she know it's ours? It seems to allow a lot more than we give her credit for. No sense taking chances. We'll beat that jitney into town when we...
Oh, sure.
What do we do when we get there?
Go to the bus station and wait.
Then follow her when she gets off.
Hit the nail on the head, pal.
We're going to get to the bottom of this today, or my name isn't Hop Harrigan.
How long are we going to stand here? My feet hurt.
The bus isn't due for another 5 minutes.
Well, look, there's a hot dog stand.
Yeah. I was afraid you'd see it.
I don't only see it, I smell it. Come on, will you?
Okay.
Sure is a busy little town, ain't it?
Almost as much traffic as Times Square.
That's an oil town, fella.
Didn't you see all the wells and barracks when we came in?
See them? You almost hooked a wing into one of them when we landed.
It was a little close, wasn't it? They don't have a field here. There was no place else to sit down.
And here we are.
What do you have, boys?
Two dogs, two coffees.
Two and two, right.
Mark, they're awful small. I could polish one of them off in one swallow. That's about all the time we have.
Here are two dogs, Javis.
Thanks. Here you are.
Okay, thanks.
Hurry up now, Tank. Bus is due any minute.
Here you are.
Good?
Yeah. Food's always good to you. Hey, don't stand there with your mouth open. Your hot dog will fall out. What's the matter with you?
That guy down at the end of the counter. I've seen him someplace before.
Huh? Where?
I don't know. I can't remember. He was looking at us, too.
Hey, there's the bus. Finish up.
Coffee's hot.
Well, then leave it. Look, Carla's getting out.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait, nothing. Come on before we lose her.
Grabbing Tank's arm, the young pilot literally hauls his mechanic pal down the street in pursuit of Carla Davis, who is making her way slowly through the crowds across the street, unaware that she is being followed. Pop and Tank, on the other hand, are unaware that the man they noticed at the hot dog stand is watching them, and, satisfied as to their purpose, enters a nearby phone booth. Dialing quickly, he reaches his party, and in terse, clipped words, whispers into the phone.
Yeah, they're here in Yellow Creek, all right. And they're wise to Carla. And looks like they're wise to a lot of things. So what do you want me to do? Okay. Will you get the boys? Good deal. We'll have a nice little party waiting for them. I'll be seeing you.
A thin smile curls his lips. He hangs up and steps out of the booth. Then, after a quick look down the street, he follows in leisurely pursuit. Who is this man? And where has Tank seen him before? Gang, the boys are drawing closer and closer to danger, so don't miss episode 11 of The Mystery of the Wailing Witch. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Thank you.